BBC News for Jerry Smith. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Moscow to do all it can to bring about the release of European military observers abducted in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with his Russian counterpart, Mr. Kerry also expressed concern about what he called provocative Russian troop movements close to the border. Other Western diplomats have also urged Moscow to do more to free the 13 men who are being held in the city of Slovyansk. Natalia Antilava has been in contact with the pro-Russian leader in the city.
The latest that we are hearing from him is that he has not received any communication from Russia asking him to release them. This is the same mayor who told me a couple of days ago that he will continue taking hostages because this is war, he said to me, and that's what you do during war. But what's not clear is how much control this mayor has over gunmen who are operating in the city. Slavyansk has become the flashpoint for this conflict, a lawless and a pretty dangerous place.
The opposition movement for democratic change in Zimbabwe says it has suspended its leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, accusing him of what it called a remarkable failure of leadership. Mr. Tsvangirai served as Zimbabwe's prime minister in a unity government after disputed elections in 2008. From the Zimbabwean capital Harare, Brian Hungwe reports.
The news has come as a shock to many. The suspension was announced at a time the party leader Morgan Tsvangirai was addressing a party rally in the southern Masvingo province. He is expected to defy the suspension. There are fears the party is headed for another split that will weaken the main opposition party and strengthen President Robert Mugabe's grip in power.
Catholic pilgrims from across the world have flooded into Rome in preparation for the unique double canonization on Sunday of two former popes. The city has begun a huge security operation to manage the crowds. More than 20 heads of state and government are also present. From Rome, David Willey.
Two living popes will declare two of their predecessors to be saints during an unprecedented open-air ceremony witnessed by a million pilgrims and a worldwide international TV and radio audience of hundreds of millions. The Vatican confirmed that the former Pope Benedict, who's been living quietly in retirement inside the Vatican, will join Pope Francis in officiating at the canonization ceremony of Popes John the 23rd and John Paul II.
A new law expanding the powers of the Turkish Secret Service comes into effect today. It extends its ability to tap phone conversations, access data held by private and public institutions, and gives agents greater immunity from prosecution. The law also provides for prison terms for journalists who publish leaked information. World News from the BBC. Election officials in Afghanistan say a runoff election for a new president is likely to be held in early June, after no candidate secured more than 50% of the vote. Preliminary results showed that the leading candidate, the former foreign minister Abdullah Abdullah, won 44.9% of the vote. The former finance minister, Ashraf Ghani, secured 31.5%. The final result is due in mid-May. The first museum on Chinese soil dedicated to the protests and massacre in and around Beijing's Tiananmen Square has opened in Hong Kong, shortly before the 25th anniversary of the killings. The activists who set up the museum hope visitors will include some from mainland China. Discussion of the events is heavily censored in mainland China, but Hong Kong operates under a more liberal legal system. What may have been the last letter written on the Titanic has been sold for $200,000 at auction in Britain. The letter was written by a passenger, Esther Hart, to her mother in London, hours before the ship sank. It ended up in the coat pocket of Mrs. Hart's husband, who died in the disaster. The letter survived because he gave his wife the coat to keep warm. Helen Aldridge was the auctioneer in charge of the sale.
The most significant reason, of course, is the date, but also it's written on board the Titanic. It gives us a valuable insight into what was happening on Sunday, April the 14th, 1912. There are some incredible sound bites within it, but one of the best is, ironically, the sailors have said they're having a wonderful journey up to now.
Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Health has announced five new deaths from the MERS coronavirus, taking the country's death toll to 92. A statement published on the Saudi Ministry's website added that 14 new cases of Middle East respiratory syndrome were detected in the kingdom, bringing the total to 313 since the virus first emerged there 18 months ago. BBC News.